95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Who's calling you, man?
Hang on, I'll get it.
We had that little EAS alert go off yesterday and a long discussion as a result if that's illegal for us to play on the air.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if your phone goes off and your mic is open, well, then let's call the FCC and find out.
I'd rather not.
Come on, you
love
those guys.
Do that.
You're good friends with them.
I'd rather not.
Get some pals.
On January 12th, Guinness World Records announced that a 190-year-old giant tortoise named Jonathan has become the oldest living land animal.
Wow. 190.
Yeah, I was wrong. I said 18 something else. It was 1832.
Wow.
Been alive since 1832 before Queen Victoria ascended the British throne.
Wow.
I did find it hilarious that one of the first things they say in the article is, according to the veterinarian, Jonathan, the giant tortoise, maintained basic instincts all the way through his 190 years.
You mean he wanted to get some?
Such
whole time?
As eating, sleeping, and mating.
Ah, well, good for him. Come over here, you young whippersnapper turtle.
The turtle still has a good sex drive and is regularly seen mating with Emma and with Fred.
All right. Right on. What a naughty turtle. That's a very naughty turtle.
He is really just getting some.
He's a bi turtle.
And we thought that we would talk to Jonathan.
The turtle?
Yes.
I'll be damned. We can do that.
And find out some information about this. Hello. Is this Jonathan?
Hello.
Hi. Jonathan, it's nice to have you on. We appreciate it.
It's nice to
meet you. Say hi.
Meet you.
Right, you.
You.
Right. I've been this high many times.
So, Jonathan, your sex drive is being talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have sped him up a little.
You're regularly seen mating with Emma and Fred.
Tell us about.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like better? Who's better? In the. Gotcha.
Okay. Now that I have come.
I hope there's another word.
Out.
Okay, good.
Of my shell.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's a turtle joke. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little
tortoise
humor.
Does Emma or Fred desire you more?
I think Fred.
Okay.
Likes
you more.
Me.
Right.
More.
Right.
I'm his.
You're his
daddy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, and what a lovely afternoon. Look at those clouds. I love it.
Love that.
It's so nice and depressing. It's awesome.
Tell the people what you texted me last night, because this is a this is an oddity that I don't think I've ever even thought of before.
Well, I realize that I have a habit when I'm driving to, you know, those little blue markers that are in the middle of the street or on the side of the street to point out to fire departments where the fire hydrants are? They're little blue, like a.
I don't. Are they the little reflective things?
Yes.
Okay.
And those are always placed right next to fire hydrants.
Okay.
You know, and so I have a tendency to need to run them over. Like, I will intentionally.
You'll just
steer the car
a little bit to the side so that your wheel goes over those?
So that I hear every time. And I have to hit them all. If I don't, I'm like, ah, damn it.
And it's a game?
And I realize that I've been doing that for years.
Why?
I think I'm out of boredom. I don't know. But it made me wonder.
How does that excite you?
I'm so pleased when I hear that little. And
I don't understand.
I'm just like, I got one. Got one.
You know, you're not getting hell, points for it.
Oh, well, maybe I am.
Maybe you are. Maybe I am. We're all playing that game.
That's
I'm losing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it made me wonder. I mean, like, does anybody else ever do those stupid rituals? I had a friend who has a little frog she had to keep in the car all the time. It was a little, you know, stuffed toy that she always had to have in the car.
Kind of. And that was for luck?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know.
But you don't do it for luck. You do it for entertainment.
Yeah. To do what? Because I'm bored out of my mind. After.
But
so
you
many
always
sessions.
Have to hit all of them.
Yes. Yeah.
And That's a weird thing.
I'll move a little. I'll never go so far out of the lane as to, like, come into oncoming traffic. Maybe, if there's no one around. But just to actually...
What about the little bumps on the side of the road to denote that that's the right lane
that
and you should
one,
not go any further?
Kind of stupid, but I'm like, no, man, I don't want to hit those because then I'm out of my lane. That's not where you're supposed
really,
to be.
Really? You draw a line?
Yeah. Yeah. No, because you got to aim, you know, pretty well to actually know where your car is, the length in between the tires on the bottom of your car, where they are to be able to hit each one. I'm really good at it.
Well,
after
glad.
Years of practice. Thank you.
Because you're going to get rewarded with...
Woo!
I don't know.
What? Oh, come on!
I can't imagine that's rewarding in any way.
But, you know, like, I mean, some people have to be in the correct lane long before their inner, you know, the split comes
up.
Oh,
that's you too.
That is me too.
Yeah.
I'm so early in that lane and I'm there the whole time.
So we're talking about driving rituals?
Yeah, things that you just have to do. Now I would imagine, like, you know.
It's a little OCD-ish.
It is. It's okay. Weird. That's kind of what occurred to me. I'm like, I didn't even really thought about it that much. And I'm like, I was driving over one. And I thought, why do I do that? Why is
that's
that important?
Super weird.
Yeah, and who else has these?
So do you have driving rituals? Listen, yeah. We spend 19 hours a day in the car
right.
on the road, so yep. I can imagine that people get bored.
Yep.
So 818-955-KLOS, what is your driving ritual? I really don't think I have any.
Really? No? You know, there's nothing like you don't see a sign, a billboard, and make fun of it, or a certain way
make
that you...
Make fun of it? I'm driving by myself? What am I going to say? Ha ha, stupid sign.
Exactly. That's exactly what you should do. It'll bring you much joy in life.
Will it?
No, probably not.
All right, so you have driving rituals.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing else that you won't... You don't have to have...
I don't think I have any.
I'm just trying to think of anything else that people would do. I don't think I have anything else like when I'm actually driving like that, at least.
That's it. You're not talking about on the freeway. You're talking about side streets.
Yeah, always on surface streets.
Okay.
Yeah, usually in neighborhoods where those hydrants are, those blue. That's about it. I don't have anything else that I have to run over.
I couldn't even tell you where a blue.
Yeah, you will notice them now.
Hydrant is. Now I will,
yeah.
And I'll have to hit all of them.
Start doing it. See if it pleases
you.
Yeah,
this is what we need to do is have people swerving out of their lanes so that they can hit little.
That's all right.
All right.
Just so you get that.
Excellent. Driving rituals, 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about something I didn't know existed, which is driving rituals. You have one?
Yes, I do, but first let me tell you.
Okay.
Every day when I leave work, there's a fire hydrant
right.
on the street where I leave from work,
mm-hmm.
and a little blue jacket. And I run it over every day, too.
You do the exact same thing. Wow.
Wow. Nice. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better for
it
once in my life.
But go ahead. Do you have others?
Yes. So whenever you go over railroad tracks, you have to lift up your arms and your hands so that you don't lose luck.
So that you don't
so
lose
you, like,
luck.
Yeah, so it doesn't drain the luck from you. So you have to lift up your hand, so you're not touching the gas or the brake or the steering wheel, and you just lift up your hands for 2 seconds.
I'm going to guess that you are like me, also get upset when you see people with horseshoes and they're upside down because they're supposed to be facing up, right?
Facing up.
What is happening?
Otherwise, all the luck drains out.
Yeah, you don't want the luck to drain out.
No.
Yes.
All right. I want to hear that you know that's crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
Not you. Her.
I am crazy.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yes. All right.
All right, my sister.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I was calling to tell you my driving ritual.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Hi, so I'm Kat. My driving rituals are I always, whenever I see a Tesla, so they're run by an AI or like a bot that
right.
goes by the name Tessie.
Okay.
So I always say hi to Tessie because she kind of owns the road since she's already like autopilot.
I think that's good because
you're being nice to the computers who could run you off the road.
And for future reference when they take over the world.
Exactly. That's exactly.
And you know you're crazy, right?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, and everyone right, I know knows
all right,
that.
Good. Right on. Thank you so much for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You have driving rituals that make you crazy. I have no idea what you're talking about. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I those little fire hydrant things, the little blue markers that are on the roads, the streets.
Don't recognize them, but I guess I will
I'm
now.
I'm sure you will. Okay. You'll see them, and it's to, you know, let firefighters know that there's a fire hydrant right there.
They can't use their eyes? Are they blind?
It's, you know, a little easier. You're looking, there might be smoke, and they're reflective on the ground. Okay. And you know, you can't break them off. You drive over them, though, and they go, which is just very pleasing.
Very satisfying.
Yeah, you can hit like two tires and make that little noise, and I have to do it. I don't know why. I have to.
All right, so you have a driving ritual?
Yeah, I got a driving ritual.
All right.
Happened when we were kids. My dad used to drive through a tunnel by the Long Beach Airport, Spring Street, and used to hit the horn all the time. And we'd wait for the other people to come back.
How excited were you when somebody answered?
Yeah, it was great. We were kids. We're stupid kids sitting in the back of a 55 Chevy station wagon, you know, having a blast.
Admit it, you still do it, don't you? Even though you're a grown adult by yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Yay.
Even on my motorcycle. Gotta do the and see who returns it.
That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You have a driving ritual?
You know what? I also do the little blue things, the little fire things, but I have another one. If I see a cup, a can or a soda cup, I got to run it over because I got to hear that popping sound.
Oh, I get that.
A can or
a
soda cup.
It's a real popper, man. Wow. A real popper.
Yeah, that's it. I love that.
When I see a line of orange traffic cones, I have to destroy all of them.
I wish that were true. You need to start doing that, Kevin. Dude, thank you for calling, and thank you for running over those little blue things in front of fire hydrants like me.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello there. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Mostly women have these driving rituals.
Yeah, yeah, but not all of them.
It's my whole family. We play a game when we're driving. Mm-hmm. A car, we call out banana, and whoever says it first gets that banana, and we continue on throughout the drive to see who gets the most bananas.
Do you have actual bananas?
No, but you know what? I actually saw an actual driving banana once, and nobody else saw it, but I got that banana.
That should have counted for like a bunch of bananas, shouldn't it?
Congratulations.
In the game, we shall not play anymore, right?
Wow.
Right on. Thank you for
the
calling.
Banana game. I was not expecting that.
818-955-KLOS.
You have a driving ritual? We're taking phone calls this hour on people who have driving rituals. You have one of those?
I have to drive with my butt in your mouth.
That's got to be hard to see. How do you drive when I can't see past you? Whatever, man. Thanks for calling.
I don't think we need any follow-up questions. KLOS, hello.
Sit down.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Right back at you, man.
All right, man. Okay, ritual?
Yep. Yeah.
You cut me off, I'm going to cut you off again and again and again.
Really? If I cut you off once, what if it's sort of accidental? Then you're going to cut me off on purpose how many times?
Okay, if you cut me off accidentally because during a safety issue, I will allow that.
Okay.
But if you do it because you're knucklehead.
Right.
Okay, knucklehead, it's coming at you.
How many times?
Whatever it takes to have them back off.
Okay. So you're going to have to do it a lot with Kevin. I can just tell you now.
That's called road
rage.
He's
going to cut you off and no, it's teaching a lesson.
It's a teaching moment?
It's called respect.
Oh, respect. Gotcha.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you have a driving ritual?
Yes, two things. I just found one of the fire hydrants with the blue thing over it and drove over it.
How did that feel? Didn't it feel good? Wasn't it satisfying?
It's little noises. I like the noise.
Right.
Wow.
And then I also picked up the thing from the driving through a tunnel from my dad when I was little.
Oh, yeah.
I still honk my horn.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep. And I have an electric car, so it's really quiet. So the horn is really loud.
Oh, really?
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, sweet.
Yes. I didn't realize that until I like honked my horn one day in the tunnel and loud. I went, yeah, it's loud.
It's a little scary. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your driving rituals.
Dun, 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 dun.
We are talking about driving rituals on 95.5 KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, hello.
This is Sam, Kevin.
Hey, Sam.
Sam!
We got a lot of great support last time you called.
Dude,
a lot of people loved it.
You got a ton, yeah. Well done.
What's up?
Right. Thanks for calling.
Yay, the return of the Armenian comedian. Yay. Oh, we didn't have him tell a joke. What a shame. Yeah, hello, KLOS. Shame.
Hi, I have a driving ritual.
Yes, yes, please. What is it?
Well, when you're driving around and you see a Dodge Dart, you say dog fart and punch somebody in the arm.
Hey, man, that was my first car.
Punch someone in the arm.
A dog's fart. That was my first.
You choose violence. That's what you're saying.
Considering how crappy that Dodge Dart of mine was, that's probably a good idea. Actually, it caught fire one time.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I got a driving ritual.
Yes.
So I live in Moreno Valley, and as I go down the freeway into Riverside, I can see all of Riverside, and I pray right there, same spot, every time, that I don't get in another accident, because I've been in two this year. And I almost lost one of my feet.
Wow.
And was it right in that spot or somewhere in Riverside?
Somewhere in Riverside.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's interesting. And so far it's worked. Yeah. That's good.
I sure hope it continues working.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right on, man.
Thank you.
That's
thanks for calling.
One. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin, Sluggo.
Yes.
How's it going, guys?
Aces. Good.
Thank you. Driving ritual?
Pretty much anyone that has road rage, cuts me off, or tailgates me, I always give them a thumbs up and I smile at them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think that's good. Although it might piss him off a little more.
Well, that's the point. He's killing him with kindness.
Yeah.
I like
that's good. Dude, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay, take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Two quick comments.
Yo.
The blue reflectors are to identify the location of a fire hydrant
exactly.
If any cars parked
yep.
in front of it.
Yep.
And also smoke and fog.
Do you know what they're called?
I do not. I'm sorry. And that's pretty sad because I do work for the fire department. they're also called the blue dot.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you only need to know what they look like.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The second part of it, driving ritual, is my wife and I, Mr. and Mrs. Stupid, anytime we drive by a pasture and there's cows out there, we will drive by them and cordially ask how they're doing, saying, well, hello, cows, how are you? And we both pause, wait as for a fictitious reply, and then say, well, muchos gracias.
You both do that.
We both do.
You've never gotten to a pasture with cows in it, and she's just gone, no,
no,
come on,
we're not doing this.
No, not now.
No. She takes the lead sometimes.
I love it.
That is awesome.
Thank
Dude,
you
thank
for
you
calling.
For calling, man.
Hey, thank you for all you guys do, and take care.
Every Friday from 5 to 7.
All Request Fest!
We do our All Request Fest at 818-955-KLOS.
We're going to do that in just a second, but we have one more special guest.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, talking about weird rituals on the road.
Okay, KLOS.
Hi, you want to hear my driving ritual?
Yes, but first, here's Kevin. Say hi to my friend Kevin.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin.
Now, you be nice, Kevin. Yeah, this is my sister.
Oh, it's your sister.
Yeah.
Oh, I have so many questions for you.
You behave and don't answer any questions. None.
Your brother is...
I'm not allowed to talk like that.
Your brother is a nut job.
You're right, yes.
You have driving rituals?
Two as
I
well?
I have one, yes.
All right, what is it? Let's hear it.
I like to drive just barely over the speed limit to make everybody around me mad, and then when they race around and stop at the light in front of me, I pull up next to them and wave at them.
Wow, I can't say that because that's a dick move, right? You know that's a dick move, right?
No.
Oh, come on. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Dearest Kevin, take a look at the time. What is it we usually do right about now?
We do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A couple in Santa Fe, New Mexico, came home Sunday afternoon after a weekend away and found something unexpected. A man with an AR-15 rifle who had broken his way into their house.
Merry Christmas.
The homeowners actually caught him eating shrimp and drinking beer. How great is that?
So he wanders in with his giant
AR-15
and stands around in the kitchen for a while. No one to shoot. Guess I better see what I got to
you know
eat
what?
And drink.
I'm hungry, and I could use a beer. The homeowner actually then apparently they found out that he bathed.
Oh, man.
And took a nap.
Wait, so
well inside the home.
Had to put the gun down unless he took it in the shower with
him. No, it was in a duffel bag, yeah.
Stripped naked.
Yeah.
Got himself all cleaned up.
How are you not, as you're naked and you don't have your weapon, how do you not be nervous that they're going to come
exactly.
home any second?
That's when people always break in when I put my weapon away.
Right, sure.
I'll ever, and I'm showering
so
once a year.
So he bathed and took a nap. So he just fell asleep for who never knows how long.
Wow. helpful.
While inside the home.
Sounds like a fun fella.
The sheriff's report noted that the duffel bag with an AR-15 scoped rifle were next to the man, but instead of threatening the homeowners with the firearm, he was, quote, extremely embarrassed. What?
Wow. I've had a change of heart.
You need to pick a different line of work if you're extremely embarrassed. He said he was sorry for breaking a window to get into the house. And
This sounds like you. How many windows did you break as a youth?
Enough that my dad's insurance wouldn't cover me for that anymore. He dropped $200 on a living room chair as reimbursement for the window. Like, he did truly feel bad for breaking the window.
Wow.
Dropped $200 on a chair to say, you know what? My bad.
What about the shrimp and the beer?
I don't know.
And the hot water and the soap.
Broken window aside, the report says the theft totaled about $15.
Yeah.
So he clearly wasn't looking for money.
Wait a minute. Now it's not such a bad idea to have a guy with a rifle break into your house.
Before he left, the man also told the homeowners that his car had broken down about 100 miles outside of town.
Sure, yeah.
So he just walked 100 miles.
Yeah, well, that's why he needed the shower.
Yeah, exactly. Sheriff's deputies didn't find anyone near the property when they arrived, but they were patrolling the area, and there was an attempted carjacking. And so they went to that area and they found this guy walking on the street.
Ding, ding, ding.
And they didn't know he had anything to do with the house. They thought he was the carjacker.
Right.
Because they never found the guy that broke into the house. So they pull the thief that's walking along the road. They say, "Hey, did you have something to do with that carjacking?" He goes, "No, but I did break into a house yesterday."
Wow. Wow.
He told them.
So he could have kept cruising.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Taking another shower at someone else's place.
He, per the statement of probable cause, he told police he'd been caught in a blizzard and was afraid he might freeze to death.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So he felt bad for breaking the home's window. He has been booked into Santa Fe County Jail, faces charging of aggravated burglary, larceny, and criminal damage.
And criminal stupidity.
And criminal stupidity.
Could have gotten away with that.
God's sakes. Rush up, eating the shrimp and drinking the beer, and get out.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
And then don't ask anybody. Yeah, no, I did it. That's me back there. Me.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Did you go to college? You didn't go to college.
No, I didn't finish high school.
What a waste. What a waste that was.
I'm going to high school. Yeah.
NYU launches Taylor Swift class. You can actually take Taylor Swift in a class at NYU, according to Variety.
How much can there be to study for an entire semester? How does that work? I don't even know a single Taylor Swift title.
The course objective, students will learn about the legacy of pop and country songwriters that have influenced Swift. Number two, students will gain an understanding of how to discourse youth and girlhood. Three, students will learn about politics of race and contemporary popular music. Four, students will develop greater sophistication. Blah, 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 blah,
and
blah,
this
blah,
is what they're taking out student loans for $150 million dollars they're going to pay
NYU
for the rest of their life.
Expensive school.
Very expensive school.
And we're very lucky to have Professor Ronnie Klingenhammer.
What?
On the line with us.
From
Professor.
NYU?
From NYU.
Wow.
Hello, sir.
All right. That's Godhead.
Are you?
Yeah.
So, you're the professor?
I'm professor teaching the Taylor Swift class.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
All right.
How did you get picked for that class? Why are you qualified to pick that to teach?
Because I love Taylor Swift. She's so adorable and cute.
Right, but I'm guessing.
And she's so talented. She's Godhead.
Right. But I mean, like,
right.
Are you going to study, like, the way she writes songs or that kind of stuff? Or what's the focus?
She's super cute and super talented.
Is that right?
I bet she passes the pencil test.
Nobody passes the pencil test anymore.
I'll bet she does.
I'm gonna teach all about her and all the good things about Taylor Swift.
Like what, though?
Yes.
I mean, you've only said she's cute. What else is there?
Yeah. That covers the first 6 seconds.
Super rich and super famous, too.
Right.
And yet somehow she always is the victim. That's incredible how she does that.
Well, okay, so I can...
Godhead.
It's so weird because I had a friend who used to use the word Godhead.
Yeah. What happened
All
to that
right.
guy?
Your friend sounds cool.
How did he get a teaching job at NYU?
Well, I learned a lot about music over the years. Mm-hmm. I like really into music.
Right.
And I said to them, I have a degree in musicness. And
it's not a thing.
Said, all right, you should teach a course. And I said, okay, I'm going to teach a course on the Monkees. All right.
Is there any chance you look a little like Davy Jones and drive a GTO, a little GTO, to the school?
Davy, GTOs are godhead. I wish I had a GTO.
Oh, days.
Mine got stolen.
Oh, that's so sad.
Hold on, Tripp's on the phone.
Good luck with that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And I'm Casey Kasem in Hollywood. Now, back to the countdown.
You're not.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry. You sound a little sick. Are you sick?
No, what?
Huh? COVID!
I better go home for a month.
People prefer interacting with female robots in hotels instead of male robots.
Oh, man. I mean, no kidding.
What
for
a
sure.
surprise.
Have you seen Westworld? Which do you prefer to hang around with?
It does seem obvious to me because it seems like male robot voices... There's are men behind them.
Yeah, and they're always extra creepy. For some reason, you can kind of forgive the female robotic voice. But
right.
Male voice, I'm going to kill you.
So people are more comfortable talking to female rather than male robots working in service roles in hotels.
I totally see that.
The study, which surveyed about 170 people on hypothetical service robot scenarios, also preferred that the stronger, their preference was stronger when the robots were described as having more human-like features.
Oh, really? You know, I think the more human they get, the creepier they're getting.
Yes, but the more they prefer females.
Right.
To males.
Right. And they make them blink now. I think that's just good. They don't need to blink.
It's scary, I know.
It's super creepy.
I agree. People have a tendency to feel more comfort in being cared for by females because of existing gender stereotypes about service roles.
Yay, stereotypes.
Which, by the way, I agree with.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Women are so much better than men.
Of course.
In every way.
I don't know how they put up with us.
Examples
at all.
Range from female humanized robots named Pepper at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Las Vegas.
Pepper.
Have you met Pepper?
No, I sure haven't.
To the fully automated FlyZoo hotel chain in China, where guests interact only with robots and artificial intelligence.
I love that one. That is
do
awesome.
You?
Yes, I think that's. I would totally do that. 100%.
I don't think I want any robotic voice.
Do you ever talk mean to Alexa or any of those?
Like, I don't have Alexa.
If she irritates me sometimes, she can't play a song.
Oh,
or
Siri in the car.
Yeah?
We have serious problems
and
with.
And you say some stuff to her?
Yeah.
What, does she ever come back at
we
you?
We fight like mothers. I hate Siri. So if you're standing there and somebody knocks on your door and it's a robot, would you rather hear...
Could I bring you some skimpy towels?
Oh, my God, no. No, 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 no. No. Get away from me.
Room service.
No. What the hell? Go away. Not hungry anymore.
Would you like a massage?
Well, I might take you up on that.
Wait, are there any female robots available? Because...
Can I help you with your jacket?
My what?
Okay, your jacket.
No,
okay,
right.
So that's a male voice.
Yeah, I don't
what
like
about
it.
A female voice?
So knock.
Can I help you with your jacket?
Sure. Oh, now you're talking.
Sure.
Yep.
No problem.
Yep.
Can I help you with your jacket?
No. He's starting to melt.
No, you can't. No, you cannot.
Which drawer do your panties belong in?
All right. Nope. Thank you.
May I help you in the shower?
No, you. I don't need help with the shower.
Short out.
Do you need to wear that many clothes? Is your room moist enough?
Cat, is your room moist enough? Cat!
May I lay with you for a few minutes?
No!
Why did this guy break into our room? Where'd the woman go?
May I help you with your bra? Are you interested in the dirty Sanchez? May I interest you in the Arabian goggles? Wouldn't you be more comfortable nude? What are your thoughts on another robot friend and I joining to make you airtight?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about words that you have trouble saying.
Oh, man. I have a list. And what
a lot of people have a list.
Yeah. Great job to have where you can't speak very well.
Right? We picked a great vocation for our abilities not use the English language.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are a lot of things that people say wrong automatically, and there are lists of those, like
sure.
Alzheimer's disease. People say old-timer's disease.
Which, you know, kind of makes sense in that one at least, yeah.
Arctic.
Arctic.
People don't say put the C in there.
Oh, yeah.
Usually people just say Arctic.
I know. Arctic? One that really bugs me is when people say pitchers instead of pictures.
Yeah.
I hate
that's
that.
That's another one.
I don't know why it bugs me. Who cares?
And we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Words that you can't say correctly. Ask is changing.
What do you mean?
Ask. If you ask a question.
Yeah. Ask. Ax.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This pronunciation has been around so long, over 1,000 years, that linguists think that we should cherish it as part of our heritage.
Wait, 1,000 years? I don't think that's right. Is that right?
That's what they say.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Supposedly might be changing to be also correct.
I'm okay with that. I ask you a question. I'm okay
right?
with it. Yeah.
Cavalry.
Oh, I can't say that. I can't say it.
Two different things.
Yes.
Cavalry, you can't say?
No, I don't know why. Calvary.
Calvary is the where Jesus was.
Cavalry.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't say.
Is coming.
It. Nope.
Yes.
And wolf. I can't say wolf. I always love to leave out the L. It's about L's for some reason.
Is it really? L's. All yeah. L's?
Well, yeah, a lot of times I'll just drop them. I'm not even aware of it.
You say champ at the bit?
No. Chomp at the bit.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. But it's not correct.
It's champ at the bit?
It's champ at the bit.
It is
yes.
not.
It is, yes.
You got some sort of weird, they're screwing
it
with
is.
You
that's
website.
That's true.
I don't think that's right.
It is right.
Because that's what the horses do. They chomp at the bit.
They champ at the bit.
Do they really?
That's what they're
you
saying.
You damn
in
horses.
This list.
Huh.
Then you got all the words that you add an X to, like escape.
Yeah.
Well, where there's not an X there.
Right.
Especially, there's not an X there.
Espresso.
There's not an X there.
Right.
Right, all of those words.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS with words that you can't say properly. Can you say February?
No, I have a tough time. I intentionally say it wrong all the time.
I think everyone does, though, don't they?
Yeah, because you can't say it right.
Nobody says February.
No.
That's just not...
February.
Correct.
But that's so wrong. I know it's wrong.
It's 100% wrong, but that's how people say it.
Always say this month wrong.
But there's also that part where ax and ask, where it becomes like, okay, well, due to usage.
Yeah, starting to slide over.
Maybe
well, just lazy. So we're all lazy. We're all like, yeah, screw it.
Very much could
good.
Be. Yes. Very much
I'm on
could
board
be.
That.
Is it GIF or GIF?
It's totally GIF. I mean, I don't care. I don't know when these people
you don't care anymore?
Out. No, but I mean, it was supposed to be a GIF. That's the person, whoever created it, that's what they
GIF.
Said.
GIF, okay. Yeah, all right, yeah. I can go with that.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS, words that you have trouble, words or phrases that you have trouble saying.
I say Northern Lights instead of Aurora Borealis.
Well, you've never been able to say that.
Nope, can't say it at all.
Neither can I.
Oh, really?
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about words that you have problems saying correctly.
Supposedly, even though it's supposedly.
Supposedly is said a lot.
And I do accidentally say that sometimes.
Do you?
And I hate it. Yeah, I put in a B instead of the D.
It's clearly not there, but people do say that a lot. You're right.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, you know what? I just wanted to say a word that people mispronounce all the time.
Okay.
It's, people always say brain fart.
Right.
It's actually an infarct. It's a lack of oxygen.
Oh, but now you're being okay. But now you're being picky.
No, I go with brain. Whatever. Any kind
no.
of, any kind of brain, fart.
Brain fart. It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's
a screw up when you can't think of something.
Yeah, it's just a turn of a phrase. It's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
not
no,
actually
it,
supposed
it
to be.
It means a brain infarct. It's when someone has a stroke. It's an infarct.
All right, no one's going to say it that way. I'm sorry to tell you.
I'm going to start saying it that way just to piss you off. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
It's actually a phrase
okay.
that a lot of people, I hear a lot of people say, and I always say think they say it wrong, is it you get an A for effort or an E for effort? I always thought it was an E for effort because in school you get an E if you're for effort and work habits.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so I see what
say,
you're saying.
Yeah.
Say you get an A for effort. But I always
that's us old farts that still say you know you get A B C D and F as your grades.
But, do you
but then
get
they
an
changed
A
it
for
to,
effort.
Yeah, that is what they used to say. But then it's changed.
Oh,
to,
I
yeah,
see.
Yeah, yeah. Or P for participation.
In yeah, whatever.
There's your old farts. We're screwing you up, sir. We're sorry. 818-955-KLOS. The word you or someone always says wrong.
We're talking about words or phrases that you have problems with.
I have a problem with the word mortgage. I always say mortgage.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, it is spelled with a silent
T.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, no, you don't. You
yeah,
don't say,
it's just spelled
yeah.
with a silent T. Yeah,
yeah which is ridiculous.
Mortgage.
Silent letters.
Yeah, let's take out silent letters.
Yeah.
My problem is the first G, though.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. How did you say it again?
I say mortgage.
Mortgage.
Well,
oh.
that's absurd.
I get away with it every single time, but I know it's supposed to, that G is supposed to be in there somewhere.
Yeah, wow. You take a look though. Next time you say it, and there'll be people looking you askance.
Maybe like, you're a
what
bit,
did he just say?
Maybe he's crazy.
We won't give him that mortgage after all.
Thank you for calling KLOS. Hello.
Philanthropy. I always have a hard time with philanthropy.
Philanthropy. I don't feel like it's one that we use a lot.
Very few philanthropists. Yeah.
Anyways, that one gets me.
I gotcha. All right. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey there. I was calling about the words.
Words you have problems with? Yep. Verbs or phrases?
One I hate the most is probably a squash it. It's supposed to be quash it with a Q.
You're right.
Interesting.
You always do add an S to it. That's true.
Yep.
I guess squash.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah, you don't squash something. Is that even a word at all?
Look,
or is it just
I'm
squash?
Lucky if I get the subject and the verb in the right order. That's all I'm going for.
Well, too bad you didn't ever study any English in school at all. That's a damn shame. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
The other day I heard my little 12-year-old boy talking to one of his little girlfriends on the phone, and he was saying, he said, irregardless. Mm. I'm like, what? Irregardless? What the hell?
You know, that's something that's only recently been quashed. Everybody was saying irregardless a lot.
It's been squashed, you mean.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I hate that word.
Did you have a word with him and tell him to hang up on that girl and never talk to her again?
I forbid him to say that word ever again.
Well, good luck with that.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, yeah, my friend. He every time we go out of the county, he'll say, no, we're in a different country.
Oh. Instead of county, he would say country?
Yeah.
You sure he's not just screwing around?
No, he's not. He's serious.
He thinks he's in Canada. He thinks he's in Iran.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo? Yep.
Yes, sir. Words or phrases you have problems with?
That dark liquid goodness bottle that's at your local steakhouse. Worcestershire sauce. I could never get that right.
No, I don't even try.
I can't either. At all.
Is it?
I love the stuff, but.
Yeah, how do you say it? Do you?
I don't know. Do you know how to say it?
Let's Google it.
Best use of this radio station ever.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Words or phrases that you have problems with. We're talking about words or phrases that you have problems with.
Whenever I talk to my girlfriend, I say, try and say I love you. It always comes out, I want to have sex with your sister.
Totally understandable. Very
natural. Sex with your sister. Wow, that's quite
the tongue. You know?
That is a slip of the tongue.
That's what you're hoping for, anyway.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Words or phrases you have problems with?
Yes, I have three. When people say available,
they say what?
What?
So when they say available instead of available.
Oh, I've never heard anyone
Neither
say available.
Really? And then when they say sword.
Oh, yeah.
Sword, yeah.
Yeah.
Sword.
Sure.
And then the one phrase that my mom always says, she says, that food was so bomb diddly. And I go, Mom, it's not diddly, it's bomb diggity. Diddly just doesn't sound right.
Well, diddly's a little more fun, though.
Bomb diddly is hilarious.
Right on, Mom.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got one. This one pisses me off.
All right.
When people use the term, the comparison, a fine line. As in, there's a fine line between laziness and incompetence.
Right.
It's a blur. It's a gray area. It's a fuzzy area. If you have a fine line, then you have a clear difference. If there's a fuzzy area, then there's an overlap, and it pisses me off.
That feels like a you problem.
I have a list of about five of those. I can't think
really?
Of a single one of them right now, but I know.
I mean, technically, you're correct.
Right, I guess, I think.
There's a fine line. There's a fine line between stupidity and genius. Of course. Yeah. I mean, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
So you're saying there's no fine line. It's a very, very gray-ish area.
No, I mean, if you're going to say something is clearly different, then there's a fine line. Yes. But if there's a blur, let's say a fine line between abusiveness and meanness.
Oh, right.
A blur.
Right.
There's an overlap.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I have a list of them, too. I can't think of a single one of them, but I hear people use phrases, and I'm like, stop it!
Best of luck with that.
Yeah. Fine line between love and hate. That is like, because, you know, it's not passion. It's extreme emotion. So it's like you can slip from love to hate fairly quickly. I think that is
love?
A perfect example of fine line.
I'm very confused now. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a word for you guys.
Yes, words or phrases you have problems with. What?
Ask.
ask. People always say ask you a question.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. That is actually becoming...
it's almost becoming
socially
valid.
Acceptable.
Yes,
yeah.
It's almost becoming socially acceptable because it's said so much. I know.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you...
Yeah. It's like, are you going to kill me when you ask me a question or what?
Depends on the answer. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
All right, first of all, it's pronounced Worcestershire sauce.
Yay, well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
And secondly?
And I only know that because I grew up north of Boston.
Ah, okay.
However, that has caused me not to be able to say the word. I'm going to try really hard here. Drawer.
What do you mean? You mean like a drawer in a cabinet?
Like you? Yes.
Yeah.
I always say draw. Open the drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really bastardized Boston version of it.
Yeah. Are you Kat's mom?
You need to let that go.
Good luck with that, though.
Boston will kill you.
Right?
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Words or phrases you have trouble with. We're talking about words or phrases that you have trouble with.
Thesaurus. The dinosaur
form.
Thesaurus? Yeah. I can never pronounce that.
How do you say it?
I call it the dinosaur book.
The dinosaur book.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got to go with what you got.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for calling. I do that with artists a lot until I really know who they're, how to pronounce their name.
Right.
And I'll just be like, you know, that one guy from that one band.
Sure.
Just, you know, I'm sure they appreciate that. All right, Kayla West.
I've been in insurance for like 20 years with a life license, and I had to sell annuities. And
annuities?
They, I know, and I always say annuities.
I like that.
And
that's much more interesting.
I think I would go for that first.
I'll take annuity.
And the guys always listen to me when I said, you know, I got to talk to you about annuities. And they said, okay. You know, so.
Listen, you always get people's attention. You always get people's attention that way.
I did.
Ray Stevens would definitely approve. Thank you for calling. Annuities. I like it.
That's a good reference, too. KLOS, hello.
Modern.
Yo, yo, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Words and phrases you have problems with.
Yeah, let me stop and say, I'm a 44-year-old black man, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't up until, like, last year, like, one of my Latino friends, we're all talking, and I told him, like, hey, let me ask you. And he's like, whoa, what do you mean, ask? like, what are you talking about? And like, he started, like, you know, black people, they always say, ask.
Yeah, that's where, like, yeah, that's where it came from, really. That is basically where it came from.
But I couldn't, like, understand the difference. You know, we have to, like,
right.
talk for a while. Like, man, this guy's right. It's like, ask, you know? And like, I was, like, you know, my people thought, I never noticed that, you know, like,
right.
43 years, and like,
are you,
like, man,
able to change right. now, or are you going to bother even trying? Because, you know, who
no,
cares?
No. You know, now that I hear the difference, I'm like, maybe say, like, 50% of the time, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I told her, well, you need to stop asking me that, you know, like, this is, you know, I don't, it's weird, and it's, you know, and I know my people can't relate, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. 43 years, never noticed it,
Well,
know?
I'm glad we've come around to your way of thinking, but please, sir, put the axe down.
All right,
right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, the one that I think everybody needs to stop using is when they're complaining and they go, who does that? I'll tell you who the very a-hole you're talking about. That's who.
Almost always, that's the person that you're talking to.
Turns out.
Oh, my God. Let's stop. And it, like, it kind of gives them a pass somehow.
Right.
I got you. All right.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS,
I mean,
hello.
Who does that?
Who says that? Hello?
There are two that drive me crazy. When someone says milestone instead of milestone.
Wow, I haven't heard that.
Oh, no, I've been hearing that a lot lately. And the other one is vice versa.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, I do hear that, actually, yeah.
Instead of straight I hear that one a lot, too. Yeah, I'm surprised you guys haven't heard Milestone yet.
No, that would really, I hate that. I already hate that. From day one, I'm hating it.
I know one guy who uses probably about three-quarters of the stuff that you've been discussing.
Oh, man.
You need to cut that dude loose. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A Pennsylvania woman developed symptoms after a crash involving lab monkeys. Did you see this story?
I saw. It was how many monkeys got out of the truck? Like 100?
100.
Yeah.
100 monkeys that were going to the CDC.
But yeah, and three of them ran off and then were able to evade capture for quite a while.
They said four ran off. They caught three.
Right.
Who knows where the other one is?
I don't know. That's for sure.
According to multiple news reports, Michelle Fallon is the woman's name. She was driving directly behind the truck carrying 100 monkeys on their way to the CDC.
Right. Oh, poor monkey.
And the crash occurred, and she apparently went up to make sure that the driver and the passenger, whatever, that were safe.
Right.
But she touched some of the cages with some of the monkeys in it.
Right.
And she started developing symptoms.
Like what?
Like, wait, let me see if I can find it. Like, she, apparently, herpes is one of the symptoms that you can get from a monkey.
Just by looking at one?
She developed
pink eye
and a cough.
Wow.
And went to an emergency room, and they gave her a bunch of different shots for a bunch of different things.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
That's what I'm thinking, is this sounds like... I don't remember how that movie started, do you?
Yeah.
1968?
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, Chuck Heston and his pals were in a little capsule, and they land. They think they're back here on Earth, but... whatever.
They land on a planet.
Yeah, and it's they just as they get out of the capsule, they see that the time indicator is that's thousands of years in the future or something.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
So and this can't be how it's...
That's right. That's how it all begins.
Hello?
The Planet of the Apes.
This is Colonel George Taylor?
It is. I've been there. I've been to the Planet of the Apes.
Uh-huh.
And what got in my spaceship in 1972, and then I landed on the Planet of the Apes. It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Well, maybe you should work up some commandments and give them, like 10 of them.
That's a great idea. But I'm telling you, people, this is how it begins, because I was on the Planet of the Apes, and it turned out, spoilers, I was back on Earth!
What?
You did it! You blew it all up, you maniacs! You got monkey herpes! God damn you all to hell!
Nobody wants monkey herpes.
Well, give it a go.
I got monkey herpes when I was on the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
I was treated by a very sexy chimp named Zira.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about
I was very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
She was engaged to Cornelius, but we managed to have a little fun, if you know what I'm saying.
I didn't realize that that happened.
And then I got monkey herpes.
How do you get rid of monkey herpes?
Yeah.
You don't.
Oh. You still have it?
You die from it.
Oh, no. God. How are you still alive?
Well, luckily, they took my body and they made it into food. Golden Green is made from people. Sorry, wrong movie.
Wrong movie. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm concerned about this, what I see on this piece of paper about what we're going to talk about now. I don't like those two words being put together.
Oh, yes, you do.
I'm going to pretend I don't like those two words being put together.
And you also love it. The two words are monkey sex. All right, listen. In the Trentham Monkey Forest.
Sure, one of my favorites.
In Britain.
Mm-hmm. In mediocre Britain, not Great Britain.
They're trying to figure out how to get endangered Barbary. I'm relatively sure this is right, and I'm sure that I will get corrected if not. I think the monkey is called a macaca.
Excuse me? Macaca?
I think.
Monkey? Is that what it says on the official article there you're reading from the newspaper?
It didn't give me a pronunciation, so right. I went to...
Oh, that seems to make sense.
Oh, look for it.
You actually looked it up.
Yes.
Check you out.
And it's a macaca. So,
all right, there's three words I don't like.
And apparently it's mating season. And
woo-hoo!
It's the end of mating season.
Oh, get it on. Hurry up.
And they're not getting it on.
Oh, monkeys.
Right?
Come on.
So. the Trentham Monkey Forest on Sunday, this past Sunday,
right,
hired a Motown singer, David Largic.
Oh, this is getting weird.
To serenade the monkeys to help them get it on at the end of this year's mating season.
Is this going to be Ralph singing?
No.
Wow, really?
This is real.
This is real. You can look this up.
There's a guy, I'll post it on at Kevin and Sligo.
Okay.
There's a guy standing in the middle of the forest.
Yeah.
This looks like an opening with some grass. And he's standing there and he's singing. He's a Marvin Gaye impersonator. So he's singing Let's Get It On and
monkeys.
Sexual healing to the monkeys. Because they think it might help.
Wait, don't say yet whether or not it worked, because I want to save that. But you got audio of him singing?
We do.
I'm picturing him standing in the forest now.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah.
If your job is to get the macaca to
get it on,
mm-hmm. What? I mean, do you think maybe the music that we find sexy, they find sexy?
Well, they are close to us.
Does that come to your mind?
No, that doesn't come to my mind. No.
You get an impersonator for Marvin Gaye?
Personally, I don't care if they get it on.
Why not just play Marvin Gaye's music?
Yeah. It's probably a copyright thing. Like the monkeys have been turning them in and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Marvin Gaye's people are really on top of...
All right. Are you ready to hear David singing to the macacas?
Oh, David. Come on, chimpanzee.
Right?
Macaca. Get it on with that macaca. Come on.
This is a real thing.
He's not even very...
He's
with apologies to David. You're not very good.
He's not good.
No, the monkeys are probably throwing poo.
If the macacas are trusting David...
They're flinging poo. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't immediately clear whether the music encouraged the animals to get down to business. The tongue-in-cheek concert did serve as an important reminder just how important mating season is for the monkey forest.
Man, I'd forgotten. It's a good thing they reminded me.
What am I supposed to do about that?
Send money now.
I understand it's important.
You can adopt a horny monkey.
There are up to 140 Barbary macacas. An endangered species of monkey with fewer than 8,000 remaining worldwide.
No.
So they really need the macaca to bang.
Yeah. Maybe you could suggest a better playlist for them.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess if you're Marvin Gaye, I guess you're going to 101 strings. Maybe they're more classical monkeys.
I don't know. I don't think the macacas are classical. No, they're probably punks. I've worked here about a year.
That's right. Yeah. February 18th will be your 1 year anniversary next Friday. That's crazy. That was quick.
Is, right?
Yeah.
It was yesterday that you were talking me into it. And I was like, all right, that sounds great.
And I've been here for 37 years myself.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. So I just got this email and I've never participated in this before. Hi, team. I'm excited to announce we're rolling out the 2021 performance reviews.
Oh, yeah. I got that too.
Okay. So what that means is that we need to...
No.
Yes, we need to evaluate our own performance.
I'm so good at that because I'm perfect at my job. I always just send back straight A's. Everything is perfect in my world.
Same.
Amazing, right? I know you are. You're incredible at your job.
Never make a mistake.
Never.
So we're going to be evaluating ourselves, and then we're going to be evaluated by our manager.
Okay.
So here's question one.
Uh-huh.
Are you clear where you work?
Okay, that seems like a fair question.
I feel like I'm pretty solid.
I mean, you've been here a year. I've been here for 35 years.
Yeah.
You have it down, right?
Yeah.
We have this tape here.
99.5, hold on. 99.5 KLOS.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
99.5.
All right, so maybe
listen,
not.
Listen.
That was several months into you being here, but that's okay. 99.
Also, said it three times. And even after you questioned it. Said it again.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Wow.
Well, so, all right.
All right, so I'm going to put down, I guess, scale of 1 to 10. I don't know how you do this. I'll give myself a 3.
Yeah, I was going to say 3. That's exactly what I was going to say.
What would you give yourself?
Oh, always a 10. Always, everything. I never screw up anything. So, $2,000 very soon in the high-low contest on First Wave.
First Wave.
Oh, yeah.
First Wave.
I forgot that other thing. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I have no idea what Channel 33 is.
So,
what? 3. I'll go with the 3 after all.
Both 3s.
Yeah, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Are you good at following the rules of radio?
I am. I think you are.
I mean, sometimes we goof around, but for the most part, we're pretty solid.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to do that. Sounds like a great idea, but I'm eating.
You are eating. You are not professional.
I am definitely not professional. Not when there's pizza involved.
That's the first thing they teach us in radio school.
That was yesterday. That was just yesterday.
That was yesterday.
All right, I get a one on that one. I get a
one. You know what?
On following the rules.
I don't think I was eating in that clip.
No, you weren't.
10.
Ha ha, you bastard. You bastard.
I get a 10.
Ah.
How is your level of concentration when you have a guest?
Oh, we're solid, focused.
That's what I think. I'd say 7, 8.
Yeah.
And being, you know, modest.
At least, yes.
So did you get to at least say, I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Hold on, a drool. I challenge you to a drool.
That would be disgusting with the drool coming out.
I mean, here we had the president of France on the phone, and you ask him if he drools.
I mean, you were good on that one.
Oh, so, I get a 10?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
And I get a 1.
Oh.
Let me see. Average it together. Average 3.
We're not getting a raise. I think that's what it comes
out to. We have an average of 9.
We rule!
Not good at math either.
No one's better than us.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Maybe my oldest fear.
Wow, that's amazing.
Fear since I was a kid.
Really? Any idea what brought on this fear?
Only that when you sit on the toilet, you feel a little
exposed.
Yes. And so it was always a snake coming up through the toilet. That was the fear.
Like for as long as you can remember, like when you were being potty trained. Did one of your older brothers perhaps say, look out, there might be a snake in
there? I don't know if that happened or not.
You have an older brother, right?
I do have an older brother, yeah.
I bet he'd torment you.
That's
that
possible.
Way. Yeah.
But then every once in a while, this happens.
It does. Too often.
And that's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
Because I'm trying to convince myself that that's a stupid fear. Stop it.
But I am sick of these mother-effing snakes in this mother-effing toilet bowl.
Man sits on his toilet and gets bitten in the genital area by neighbor's escaped python.
And there's the underlying annoying part. That python shouldn't be anywhere within a bazillion mile radius, but the neighbor has it and couldn't keep it.
This was Monday. It was an Austrian man. The python apparently got away, slid through the drains, and bit him while he was on the toilet.
While he was on the turlet. That's just not nice.
He was a 65-year-old man.
Oh.
That would have done it for me.
Yeah.
When I'm 65, that happens, I'm out.
Yeah, and bit him quite...
I'm just out.
Quite in the...
I mean, it does...
Specific region.
It does say the groin... not groin region. What does it say?
Yeah,
it
said no. It was the exit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. So that
I
what kind of squeal did he let out? I mean, that must have been I don't really have this fear, but now you're starting to instill it into
shortly
me, man.
Shortly after he sat on the toilet, he quote felt a pinch in the area of his genitals. Now, are they trying to tie the genitals into a story that doesn't require it, or were they involved and they just don't want to say it?
I don't know that I want to know for sure, honestly.
Though his exact route is still unclear, the snake is thought to have escaped unnoticed from the 24-year-old neighbor's apartment, who, by the way, has like 10 of them.
You know what?
Snakes.
So I want to hear from people who have wild animals in their homes.
Doesn't have to be a snake.
No.
Any wild animal, maybe a monkey.
Right? And we won't, you know, if you're not supposed to have them, we won't be tracking you down and sending them.
We don't have it. We don't care.
Yeah.
We may yell at you.
Yeah.
Because that could happen.
As long as you keep them caged and safe.
The snake, a constrictor native to Asia that can grow to more than 29 feet.
Who wants that in their house?
But imagine a boa constrictor constricting, you know, your junk.
Stuff. Various items.
I would somehow just give up.
Yeah.
I just can't get that out of my head. And now here's another story. Another goddamn snake in a toilet. It happens.
I wish I could say it didn't.
Oh.
I wish I could pat you on the back and say, not to worry,
man. I've
been
trying my whole life to stop worrying about that because it's dumb.
And it keeps coming up, as it were.
Yes.
If you will.
It keeps coming up, as it were.
Because people can't keep control of their... If you have that stuff, man, make sure it don't get out of your house.
Remember there was a tiger wandering around the neighborhood here in Southern California?
Yes.
Somebody had a tiger, and then they took off, and it was a car chase.
There was another one not too long ago, some crazy poisonous snake that got out, and they were afraid it would have babies.
Oh, dear Lord.
I know, exactly. I mean, they're out wandering around because someone, they had the right to have it. You can have the exotic pet if you have the paperwork. Let me see your paperwork. But, you know, they still fail in keeping it.
But why?
I mean, I guess I can. Well, let's find out why.
All right.
818-955-KLOS.
You have a wild animal as a pet.
But
it doesn't have
to
be a snake, but it can be any wild animal.
And what do you do to make sure that it don't crawl up Kevin's toilet? Right. We don't want it.
I don't want your wild animal in my butt. I think that's fair.
That seems totally fair.
818-955-KLOS.
Seems like it's asking that much. Man, oh man, you want to go to Atlanta? You want to see those humans? Well, they're not playing there. That's another one. So forget it. Go ahead and go, and you just stand there all day, and they won't show up. Yeah. No, but they're going to be playing the Bank of California Stadium, Guns N' Roses. That is happening on August 19th, and the tickets are on sale even as we speak via Live Nation. However, we got those four packs of tickets, and I thought maybe let's give away another four pack of Guns N' Roses tickets. Not right now.
Not right now. Okay.
Later on, like in the 5 o'clock hour.
I
don't know.
I like it. There was a python that was found in a guy's toilet, and it bit him, and I don't like that.
Not a fan.
So we're taking calls from people about you have a wild animal as a pet.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that you're able to control that pet.
Control said pet so it doesn't get into Kevin's toilet.
Keep it out of my butt. KLOS, hello.
So we used to have ostriches growing up.
Ostriches?
And, yeah, we were still, like, you know, in a suburban area. Of course, we had a half an acre of land, but yeah, people would stop by, feed them, give them bread and stuff and scraps. And
why did you have ostriches?
Some guy had an ostrich farm in town and he was selling them, and my dad, just being the man he is, said, sure, I'll take four.
I'll have four of those.
Yeah.
Where,
like,
most people would go, man, you know what, I'll try one. Your dad goes right for the quarter pounder.
Yeah. Did they, weren't they kind of violent? Aren't they?
They were actually pretty tame, really friendly. You could go up and pet them. The male would get mad once he had eggs in there. He would get all defensive. But
sure.
Yeah. Other than that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Right on. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Very interesting.
For sure. Have a good one.
Right on.
Thank you.
Take care. Hi, KLOS. What wild animals do you or have you had?
As a pet?
Well, actually, I just got rid of it, unfortunately, less than a year ago. I happen to have a reticulated python that I've had for 11 years.
And how did you keep him from getting out of the house? I mean, I'm sure you took measures, right?
Oh, yeah. My dad and I built a great big enclosure out in the backyard.
And he never got out?
Not once?
No. Nope, not once.
Well
he
done.
Ever get out, but...
Good, because Kevin's butt is very happy to hear about that.
My butt just smiled.
It's like a rainbow.
Well, I don't think a snake bigger around than your thigh could possibly do that. It was, like I said, it was over 17 and a half feet.
Right. I guess this wasn't a very large one then to get through the turlet hole. Maybe in Australia they're larger. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's very interesting. Well, thank you for keeping the public safe from your odd and exotic pet that you had. We appreciate it.
818-955-KLOS. Your wild animal is a pet. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about a 12-foot python that was found in a guy's toilet.
And this keeps happening, much to Kevin's chagrin.
Yes, it does.
Damn, that is nasty.
We want to know if you have a wild animal as a pet. Hello.
It's not my pet, but it's my neighbor's.
Oh, right. Yeah. What's he got?
A few dozen large spiders and tarantulas in her apartment.
Kevin loves spiders and tarantulas.
I'm out.
I don't go past that house anymore. I don't even want to close to it. I'm out too.
I can't really blame you. Why does he have all of them? I mean, I know that people like it and it's cool and weird, but what's his reason exactly, do you know?
Occupation is a vet tech, so kind of... Yeah.
Oh, I didn't expect an actual answer.
No, yeah, fair enough.
Yep. Makes sense.
Right on. All right, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, tell us about your exotic pet.
Yeah, so I have a spider monkey, and trip on this. To keep him from going anywhere, I feed him hot Cheetos.
But then he has that really hot poo that he flings.
I don't feel like that helps things at all.
What's his name?
Davey Wavy.
Davey Wavy?
Hey, Davey, sit. Here goes your hot Cheetos. I also have a peacock.
No peacocks, if that's cool. KLOS, you have a wild animal for a pet?
In my teenage years, these friends of mine had a boa constrictor that in the summertime, they had a piece of driftwood screwed up to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And and they would let the snake stay up there for the summer.
Wow.
And
that's kind of cool.
Nope. Summer.
Yeah.
The snake disappeared for like 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, he was in Kevin's toilet.
That is not frightening.
So my one good friend decided that, hey, you know what? We really need to start looking for this thing. They did find the snake all wrapped up in the closet. They were afraid that their cat was going to disappear.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Maybe. Well, Kevin would have been happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, look.
How dare you, sir?
Huge fan of cats.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. Thanks. Hi, KLOS.
Hey.
Hey. Is
Kevin and Sluggo?
Yes.
I love that you guys answer the phone. How cool.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Scott with the Weed Line. We spoke before.
Hey, what's up, man?
I have a great snake story for you, Kevin. You're going to love this
All
one.
Right.
You know, in the 70s, Alice Cooper used to tour and had snakes on stage. Right. So he actually kept the snakes in his room. Back in those days, Alice was drinking a little bit, and he'd forget to close the bathroom door on certain nights. And more than one occasion, Shep tells the story of having to call down to the lobby and tell him that one of their, 6 foot pythons has gone down the toilet, is going to come up on someone's toilet on one of the floors in the hotel somewhere.
Oh my God.
But it's like Alice Cooper, so they're like, we'll deal with it. It's okay. It's Alice freaking Cooper. Wow.
Of course, Shep had to deal with all of that.
Damn.
These are like the Helmsley in New York.
Yeah. Oh my God. So little crappy places.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, you keep exotic animals?
Hey, I'm calling because I just heard Rainbow mentioned.
Oh!
Yes, you did.
You heard it. It was all about Kevin's bottom. It's like a rainbow.
Yeah.
All right, man. So you want to get in on this this virtual concert that is happening this Saturday at 2 p.m.?
I heard Judas Priest and I said, hell yeah.
Yeah, Rob is going to be there. Sammy Hagar is going to be playing. And you could buy tickets. It helps out Ronnie's Stand Up and Shout Cancer Fund, ..
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds good, too. Definitely.
Screw it. We'll give you the ticket since you mentioned Rainbow.
That's so awesome. Really glad to hear it.
Congrats, man. Let's go ahead and do a twofer from Nirvana, shall we?
Yeah, why not? A twofer Wednesday.
This is Drowned in the Sun on KLOS.
A little more Nirvana for you. Got my sounds like a drunken computer to me.
Yeah, I don't know that either. Okay, listen. This is a weird story. This is a new Nirvana song that was created 27 years after Kurt Cobain's death.
Featuring, apparently, Kurt, although it sounds like he is not with us anymore. The way this guy's so close.
So here's what happens. It's called The Lost Tapes. Wait, turn up this chorus.
Okay. It's not too bad.
Can you restart it?
Yeah, sure.
Just hold. Yeah. This is called The Lost Tapes of the 27 Club. It's a musical project that uses automatic intelligence to analyze up to 30 songs for selected musicians who struggled with mental illness and died at the age of 27.
Oh, that is a large, weird club. That's bizarre.
Including Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, and Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. 27 is some
sort
of
thing. So they've funneled 30 songs from each into a computer, and AI wrote a song.
Shouldn't they have done 27 songs as long as they were at it?
It does make more sense, yeah. Sure.
I mean, if you're going to do it, 27. What difference is 3 going to make? I mean, come on.
So Drowned in the Sun is the name of that song. And this, I think, is cheating, though. They got the singer from a tribute band.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guy's name is Eric Hogan.
I guess it would be, but you could isolate his vocals and then have it just sort of, I mean, that would take a lot more code and a lot more scheduling programming time,
right,
I should
but
think.
But if it's AI, you shouldn't be adding a
right.
A
that's
tribute
not,
singer.
Yeah. One of the very first electronic albums was basically Gary Wright. Do you remember Dreamweaver?
Yes.
That album was pretty much all synthesized with the exception of the drums. So I'm like, well, you're not there yet. You know, this isn't really right. The first kind of an important part.
Maybe either do it all or don't do
it. Yeah.
At all. So this is a new song that was written by a computer.
So the music itself was actually, it came up with it.
Yes.
The computer came
and
up with it.
And by the way, the songwriting sounds...
Yeah, it's progression.
Sounds like something they would do.
Yeah, yeah. Like a bad B-side.
Sure.
An import single.
I mean, it wouldn't be a hit. Let's not be crazy.
What does Dave Grohl think about this?
I don't know. This has to be odd.
Yeah.
I'll bet he's fascinated by it, though, because...
Yeah, how do you not be
as
fascinated?
As a songwriter...
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't a songwriter in that band, so as a songwriter now, though, I would think he would be interested in how AI came up with this.
And that little pause there, that was pretty nice. Huh. So it basically analyzed all their music and said, they like to do this, they like to do that.
Yeah.
Let's put it together that
yes.
way.
Yes. And the AI is wearing a green sweater.
HAL 9 million has gone mad.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
The band speaks the truth.
I don't know if you've, you have not seen this, but I don't know if other people have seen it. The Tinder Swindler is the name of the show.
Okay.
And there's a dude on Tinder that convinces women that he's a billionaire's son.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. Oh, I guess it's in the title. Okay.
Yeah.
Swindler. Okay.
Turns out.
So the story follows three women. One is named Cecil Felhoy. She's a 29-year-old Norwegian grad student living in London.
Wait, are these real stories?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a real story all across the board. Yes.
Okay.
So she's 28-year-old, and she sees this guy on Tinder, and she goes, oh, I like the look of this guy. And
he's really hideous, but he's got money.
No.
I don't care.
He's actually not hideous.
Oh, really? Oh,
no.
So okay.
So they buy it.
Yeah.
But all of his Instagram is private planes and suites.
Oh, like we live.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, champagne and wild limos, parties,
penthouses.
Everything. Yeah. So she's like, oh.
I can do that.
This looks pretty cool.
I'm willing to step up to that.
So she thought that she found her Prince Charming.
So she swiped.
And turned out to be a nightmare. An international con man had duped her out of, and I'll tell you exactly sort of how he did it in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
This woman was duped out of $250,000.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, when the billionaire's son starts asking you for money, saying, oh, you know, can you spot me on this one
or
whatever?
Here's what he did.
Yeah,
He said that his dad is the king of diamonds, so he's the prince of diamonds.
Sure. Yeah, me
and
too.
And his last name is the same.
Yeah, I'm the jack of diamonds.
It turns out that he wasn't this guy's son at all.
What a shock.
But he did have the same last name.
Okay. So he could prove that a little. Yeah.
So they would Google him and go, okay.
Yeah.
He's the son
I've
of
done
that
my
guy.
Research.
Right.
That's plenty. So here, have some money.
So then he would say, you know, the diamond business is very dangerous, and my enemies come for me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed a picture of like a bodyguard that got beat up, and just saying, you know, I'm lucky to be alive.
Right.
And I can't use my credit cards because then I can
That's when the alarm should go off.
Right, agreed.
Listen, ladies.
But everything that he said up until now at least does track.
That one is like, boop, 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 run.
So I can't use my credit cards because my enemies will track me and find me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind, I'd like to use your credit card.
Just for
a couple days.
And you're really drunk right now, and we had a hell of a time last night, and you're not going to say no right this minute because we're going up to the penthouse later today.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
And then he would max out the card in 2 days.
Jerk.
Mm-hmm. 20 grand.
Yep.
You know what? I'm really
250,000, you said.
No, I'm saying... 250,000.
Oh, 20. Oh, so that was just the beginning.
Yes, that was just the beginning.
Wow.
Yes. 250,000 total for this woman. But it was in increments, small increments, like 30 grand.
No big deal, yeah. I think I would miss that pretty
heavily. I don't understand how that's not a giant red flag. Giant red flag. But everything that he took her on a private plane.
Sure. Yeah.
Which I assume he had swindled from someone else.
Dude, let me borrow your plane. I got to get this chick's money, man. I'll bring it back by noon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Within the space of a month, she lent him nearly 100 grand because she believed he was the son of a billionaire. So what's 100 grand to a billionaire?
Right. So spend it yourself. Call dad.
You don't understand that he couldn't.
Dad's busy.
This story follows three women, and in the course of the show, he cons single women out of $10 million.
Wow. Well, he's now a millionaire.
$10 million.
I mean, man. Three. Out of three. That's three really juicy turnips.
I don't know that he.
Wow.
I don't know that he got the 10 million from just the three, but the three are the ones that are followed on the show on Netflix.
Right, right, right.
And
wow, so it's called Tinder Swindler.
Yes.
Tinder must love that. Oh, cool.
Yeah, great.
We weren't able to police this very well, but
at all.
Gosh darn it.
The dude just was good at what he did.
Clearly.
He looked good. He dressed the part.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I mean, it
always come down to, is there any women that like, when he got to that point,
yes,
said, hey, go to hell?
Yes. Can I tell you who?
Talk to them, yes.
All of her friends.
Of course.
She would say, I'm going on a date on a private plane. And all of her friends, like, they would show their responses like, what do we know about him?
Right.
Who is he? Are you positive you want to do this?
Listen, like, to your friends.
All of her friends.
When they say things like that.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, listen, he only needs 30 grand for a couple days.
Yeah, that really is no big deal. I by the way, Kevin, I need 30 grand for a few
You
days.
Go straight to hell.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from friends.
No. For years, the airport's roof has been leaking.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Greg Behar, ladies and gentlemen.
That's beautiful.
The important news from Fresno.
When did Fresno become your focus?
Yeah.
Well, I used to work in the Bay Area.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And so Fresno news would filter its way through, and I was fascinated.
You just got hooked.
Oh, Frez, yes, I did.
I mean, that's terrible that they've had a leak in the airport. My God.
Right.
You know, you do bring home some important news.
It's magical.
From Fresno, yeah.
It's a magical place. Yeah.
Listen to this report. Fresno, the number one romantic city in America for singles, study says.
Yeah, I get it.
What do you mean, sure?
Well, I mean, actually, if you check your email, I sent you over a couple more examples. The kind of news that takes place in Fresno.
Let's take a listen.
So I'll give you an idea.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
The first round is now done for the Fresno Bobblehead Tournament.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Do you ever hear from people from Fresno that are pissed off that you're maybe possibly mocking them slightly? Does that ever happen?
Lots of people feel like it brings them closer to home.
Oh, that's nice.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful. So I think of it as a service.
We used to be on in Fresno, and they have a great sense of humor. We went there one time, and it was really fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So they would, I think, laugh.
You always called it Fres Yes.
Well, yeah. Fresno, Fres Yes. Yeah.
So are you actually on in Fresno? I know you're all over the place, Greg. You're
no,
all over
no.
The country.
It's the mayor's decision, not mine.
That damn mayor.
Yeah.
Fresno is the most romantic city in the U.S. out of 150 metro areas surveyed. Also in the top five, New Haven, Connecticut, Springfield, Massachusetts, Hartford, and Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Now, do you think that really Fresno stacks up to those places, you know, for love and for romance? And
well, I mean, I don't think I need to say it. I think we can go to the news.
No, okay. Right, yeah.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Let's look back at some of our favorite squirrels from over the years.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
All right, so here's why they chose this.
Yes,
the study
please.
Looked at things like the cost of a bottle of wine. $8.
Yeah, but you can get an $8 Snoop Dogg bottle of wine here. So, Fresno, strike one, buddy.
No, I'm saying these are all together.
Okay.
And a meal out for two is $46.
At Del Taco.
Doesn't say that, but I would assume.
I mean, you know.
Found that date nights in Fresno are rather affordable.
Wow.
The dollar theater
no
is really nice.
No more romantic terms, then.
Yeah, right?
It's rather affordable, baby.
Fresno also scored well for marriage rates, LGBTQ friendliness, and level of sexual activity. Here's where it gets weird.
Yeah, this is weird.
The city had a sexual activity score of 60 out of 100. The number is based on STDs per 100,000 people, active Ashley Madison users per 100,000 people, and this is where it gets really weird. Sexually active high schoolers per 100,000 people.
What?
How do you? Why? How do you?
Hey, kids, are you guys doing it? Do you like it? You having fun? Well, strike one for Fresno.
60. That's a C minus.
It is.
That's about right.
It is. But